This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It's Super Bowl weekend, and whether you're a Chiefs fan or a 49ers fan, the likely winner of Super Bowl 58 will be that team that makes the fewest mistakes. Mistakes like unforced errors, pre-snap penalties, late hits, drops, and the like. House Republicans can relate to unforced errors because last week we fumbled. Two key votes on issues of importance to Republicans went down, leaving the governing majority looking more like rookies than the seasoned veterans we should be. First was the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. We knew it was going to be a close vote since our margins are very thin, and Majority Leader Steve Scalise is still out with his cancer treatment. Still, it's up to us to decide whether to put a bill on the floor, and we did, in this case, only to see it go down with a tie vote, 215 to 215. Now, Blake Moore of Utah changed his vote to no, a procedural move that allows us to bring the matter up for a vote again when we know for sure we will have the votes to pass. So officially, the vote was 214 for impeachment, 216 against. We will most certainly try again. Then, moments later, a standalone Israel package of over $17 billion failed to get the necessary two-thirds vote of the full House. It was defeated. Remember, we had to do this under suspension of the rules, which drives the threshold higher for passage, because right now we can't pass a rule on virtually anything. This has been a difficult 118th Congress. We fired the Speaker months after he took 15 rounds to win the gavel. We still haven't passed a budget for 2024, and we're in the fifth month of the fiscal year. We punted on the farm bill till September. We've seen one of our own removed from the House. Just not the kind of outcomes we had hoped for when voters gave us the majority in 2022. And now, with the 24 election just around the corner, we've done little to convince voters they made the right choice, and keeping this majority is far from guaranteed. In fact, keeping it through the remainder of the 118th Congress isn't guaranteed. Our margins are the closest in contemporary history. On any given day, we could face a motion to vacate by Democrats and be short of the number to protect Speaker Mike Johnson. People get sick. Some might choose to leave early. Hardships often occur, like I said, on any given day. Governing is hard. Moving legislation with thin majorities is often difficult. Passing rules and other procedural motions should not be. It's the most profound leadership challenge Republicans have faced in the years I've been in Congress. We take a break for Democrats to have their retreat and watch the Super Bowl. I'll be rooting for the 49ers because of Dre Greenlaw and Brandon Allen, former Fayetteville Bulldogs, both of whom deserve that ring. But one thing you can be assured, unforced errors influence the outcome. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.